Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
If a tree falls while our sound effects man is at lunch, does it make a sound?
Look at the map book, Garfield, and see if you can figure out how to get us to Atlantic Boulevard.
Hang a left, then a right, then another right, then a left.
Left, then right, then right, then left.
Yeah, pal, what can I do for you?
I had a little accident. I'd like to get my car here fixed.
You want to pay me to fix this?
That's right. Do you think it'll be very expensive?
Very expensive? Nah. But could you excuse me a second? I have to make a phone call.
That's right, Blanche. We can afford to buy that new house now. Right. And send the kids to college. And your parents can have that trip to Europe. And buy yourself that gold watch you always wanted. Listen, buy five. We're rich. Rich! I'll talk to you later.
No, where were we? Right. Nah, I don't think it'll cost a lot. Would you like a blindfold? A last meal? Any last words?
Let's just get it over with.
You're a brave man, John Arbuckle.
Thank you, Father.
I don't want to see this, Odie.
Here's the estimate on your repairs, sir.
Give him air. Give the man some air.
Sorry. We don't have full service. He'll have to get his own air.
Let's see how much this estimate is for. That's enough money to keep me in food for, I don't know, 9 days?
Oh, I've decided what I'm going to do.
Walk a lot of places.
Go ahead and fix my car. I'm going to have my insurance pay for this.
They do that?
Yes, my insurance man is right across the street and I'm going to go see him.
You know what insurance is, Odie.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
Well, insurance is a service that pays for fixing your car.
I paid $10,000 for the car this morning.
$10,000, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's see. It's now worth $710.
But I bought it this morning. It's a new car.
How many miles do you have on it?
Two.
Two?
Two.
Then it's a used car. And you know what used cars go for these days.
but
step one side, sir, and let me help this gentleman. Sir?
I'm John Arbuckle, and I had a small accident this morning.
An accident?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my. An accident. Oh, how awful. How simply awful.
Uh-huh.
There. As usual, Schlocko Insurance is the fastest in town.
What did you do?
I raised your rates.
I'm going to be rich. I am going to be rich.
All right, Odie, what have you done with the car?
Oh, car.
Up there? Why did you put the car up there?
All right, let me see if I have this straight.
You had an accident, but you expect us to pay for it? That doesn't sound fair to me.
But you're my insurance company.
Yes, and if you keep expecting us to pay for your mistakes, we'll have to ask you to take your business elsewhere.
But.
All right, if you're not going to bring the car down with my lunch in it, I'll have to go up and get it. Going up.
I have a policy with you people that says you pay for any damages to my car.
You haven't read subparagraph W99 of your policy, Mr. Arbuckle.
I don't see any subparagraph W99. All I see is a line of fly specs. Oh. Company reserves the right to not pay claims if it doesn't feel like it. You put that in every policy?
Yes. You'd be amazed how much money it saves us.
Hey, Odie, I ate all the mugu. If you don't come up, I'm going to finish off your guy pan, too.
All right, if you want us to pay for your car, fill out these forms.
Okay, now we're getting someplace.
And these forms, and these in triplicate, and these, and... Oh, yes, these have to be notarized by someone named Vivian. And these, and...
Oh, look, Odie's cheeseburger. Well, since he isn't around to eat it... That pooch will never find his way up here.
Odie, anyone, help!
Now we need letters from all your relatives and your fifth grade report card and a photo of you in a raincoat holding up a spoon.
Just give me my check, please.
One more thing. Where is the allegedly damaged car at this moment? Oh boy, I'm gonna be richer. I'm gonna be even richer. Here's the money to fix your car, Mr. Arbuckle. And there's more where that came from.
Do you know what you did? You almost made me drop my cheese.
Come on, guys. We're walking home. And everywhere else until they get my car fixed.
Good. It's safer.
No, I'm not worried about the damage. This is the man who insures our building here. His company will pay for everything.
Why should my company pay for anything?
Because we have a policy with you, that's why.
Yes, and if you keep trying to make us pay for your accidents, you won't have it long.
Quite done yet.
Let's try the hurricane setting.
No! No! I will not this way!
Like I was saying, man.
I am the fairest in all the land! Ah!
Don't you just hate coming in the middle of things, dudes?
Okay, everyone! Que pasa?
Make like with the explanation?
We're telling the story of Snow Wade and the 77 dwarfs.
Telling it or, man, living it?
You see, a story is more fun if you live it out. Here, I'll make you a peasant.
Whoa, not bad, man.
Your sister Lanolin is playing the Wicked Queen.
And I, quite against my will, am playing Snow Wade, who, in our previous chapter, ate a poison apple and is now history.
Plus, there are a lot of dwarfs around, all with adjectives for names.
I'm gleeful. I'm miserable. I'm ridiculous.
I'm spooky.
I'm allergic.
Roy was playing the handsome prince, but he refused to kiss Snow Wade and break the spell. Bo, how would you like to be the handsome prince?
And kiss the duck-billed princess? Ha, no way, man. I'm disgusted.
No, I'm disgusted.
Anyway, I think you should be the handsome prince.
You should be the prince.
No, you.
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 Looks like you're the handsome prince, Orson.
Me?
Yep. You have to kiss Snow Wade. Go ahead, handsome prince. Kiss Snow Wade and break the spell.
Oh, if I have to.
You have to give her a real kiss.
Yeah, lay one on her.
Yuck.
It didn't work.
She's still asleep.
Try it again. Snow Wade is still sound asleep.
But the kiss from a handsome prince is supposed to wake her up.
I guess I'm just not a handsome enough prince. Oh, if only Roy hadn't run out on us. I am really disappointed and dejected.
No, he's disappointed. And he's dejected.
Kiss a duck, indeed. I have my pride. I have my reputation. I have a chapped beak. Oh, there's Orson's copy of Snow White. Let me see this thing. The handsome prince kissed Snow White, and she awoke. Oh, sure. He got to kiss the beautiful Snow White. They expected me to kiss a homely duck. The prince not only won the hand of Snow White, but also half her kingdom and 20 million gazordniks. 20 million gazordniks? Why didn't anyone tell me? I don't know what a gazordnik is, but 20 million of anything makes you filthy rich.
It's no use.
I told you this was going to be a girl's story.
All this kissing.
Uncle Orson, why can't we just imagine a handsome prince?
I never thought of that. Okay.
Suddenly, a handsome duck prince appeared on the scene.
I hear there is a duck maiden here in need of a kiss.
Oh, great. More kissing.
The handsome prince is here to kiss the duck-faced princess.
I shall kiss her.
No, I.
When did I lose control of this story?
Oh, boy. They're gonna duel.
On guard.
On guard yourself.
Allez.
Eiffel Tower.
Pardonnez-moi.
Onion soup fondue. Crepe Suzette, seagull play, and Walter Matthau, touche.
You win. Snow Wade is yours, and I shall leave this story.
Oh, joy! 20 million gazordniks! Boy, the things I'll do to be rich. Handsome prince, you may have my hand.
I don't want that. Where's the 20 million gazordniks?
I am not giving up my kingdom, my throne, or even one measly gazordnik.
It's Lanolin.
She's bewitched.
No, I'm bewitched, and these are my brothers.
Shh! And Snow Wade, I shall that you are more beautiful than I am!
How's about if I just be first runner-up?
No!
Miss Congeniality?
No! And
And now, by my wicked queen powers, I shall destroy you all!
Can we stop her?
Can we get out of here?
Can we make this a three-parter? We don't need another chapter, even though we're terrified. And yes, I know your name is Terrified. We have a way out. We can just say the magic words.
What magic words are those?
You know.
And they lived
happily ever after.
End of the line. Everybody out.
Boy, what a neat story.
Yeah, and it didn't even have any ninjas in it.
Great story, Uncle Orson.
Thank you, Chloe.
All except for the part about kissing Wade, which reminds me.
Well, not the biggest role I ever had, but I got a good nap. I'm satisfied.
And I'm satisfied.
No, I'm satisfied.
A sunny day, no smog, a beautiful ocean, and all the time in the world to fish.
Yeah, and John will fall off the pier 5 times before we leave. Watch.
Not bad, Mr. Entwistle. 71 pounds. Might even win our cash prize for the biggest catch of the day.
Not with Angler Arbuckle around.
Mr. Arbuckle, I remember you from last year.
Yeah.
You caught 3 tires, a hubcap, and a pair of seat covers. You here to try for the rest of the car?
Ha-ha. Very funny. Just you watch. I'm going to catch a fish twice the size of this sardine and win the contest. Right, Garfield?
You got it in the bag.
I don't care what any of you think. When it comes to fishing, I know my way around.
That's one.
Right!
All right, Garfield, I think we should split up so we cover different areas.
Good idea.
I'm going to go down that way while you and Odie go that way, okay? Oh, don't like that idea, huh? Too bad. You don't want me going this way because you know this way is where the fish are.
We didn't want you going this way because we knew this way is where the pier ends. Two. Uh-oh. 3 more to go.
All right. I'll show them. I'll catch a fish the size of a horse. To catch the bigger fish, cast your line as far out into the water as possible. Got it. Bring rod arm forward with sharp snap to hurl fish hook far out into water. Follow through. I've got something. Oh, already I caught something. It feels like a big one. Oh, maybe a shark or a whale. Woo-hoo! Oh, he's fighting me. He's really putting up a fight. I just got a biggie. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. yours?
Can you imagine? We've been here less than half an hour and John's already fallen off the pier 2 times.
Yahoo!
Like I said, 3 times. Odie, do you know why we catch fish? Because fish are dumb. Fish are some of the dumbest things on this planet. They're like puppies with fins. Boy, I'm sleepy enough to have a dream sequence. Hope it's animated better than the last one I had. Boy, fish are dumb. They're so dumb. How dumb are they? They're real dumb. Hey, I'm underwater. I can't be underwater. I'm a cat. No, I'm a fish. I'm a catfish. I don't want to be a fish. Odie! Odie, it's me! Odie, wake me up! Odie, I'm having a dream sequence! Odie? Oh, it's no use. Looks like I'm stuck as a fish for the whole dream sequence. Oh, well, I suppose there are worse things in this world than being a fish. Just because I can't think of one doesn't mean there aren't any. Hi, who are you?
I'm a fish and so is he.
We're both fish.
Fish are such scintillating conversationalists. What do you guys like to do?
Swim.
Swim?
What else?
What else is there?
Uh-huh. Well, what do you like to eat?
Plankton.
Plankton?
Mm-hmm. Sounds tasty. Well, do you, hey, where are you going, guys? Boy, what a couple of cold fish. I wonder where all the fish hang out. Maybe they have seahorse races or something. I'll ask one of these folks. Excuse me. Wonder where they were all going.
Help! Anybody? Call the Navy! Call the Coast Guard! Call the Little Mermaid!
Shark. Big shark. Catfish is a goner.
Definitely. Let's go find some plankton.
If I don't do something, I'm gonna be shark chow or something.
This looks like a good time to change oceans or something before Jaws here gets loose. It's dangerous being a fish. You have sharks and pollution and fish hooks. Someone thinks they're actually gonna catch one of us. I wonder if it's... Yep, I should have known. Old Cap'n Ahab Arbuckle is fast asleep, which gives this little old catfish a sneaky idea. I'll pull this real slowly so John won't realize the line is being pulled out. Now, I just need some other fisherman's line like this one. There. This ought to be interesting.
Hey, I've got a fish.
Huh? Odie, look, we got a fish.
Come on, I'm not letting you get away.
Pull, Odie, pull. It's too strong for us. That way, Odie, towards the pier bus.
I'm playing around. She's losing energy.
This ought to land that fish.
Sounds like somebody's having some luck.
I don't know. I guess some sort of flounder. Maybe a lox of some kind.
Let me measure this catch. Oops, sorry. Too puny. You're gonna have to throw him back.
What I can't figure out is, if I was only having a dream sequence, how did those lines get connected?
I don't know.
We could stop at the market and buy some fish.
Oh, let's just get pizza. With nothing that swims on it, I've developed a whole new respect for fish. Actually, my big disappointment is that I promised John I'd fall off the pier 5 times, and he only did 4.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we should...
5!
Yes!